Tosis and Daf Yud Zayin says, "For Amma Ma Godel Limitova Shemevil De Maisa." So Tosis quotes Rashi, "Pirush Bekunches Amma Maisa Odif." So when the time asks on Rashi, on the contrary, Adarava Mahacha Di Exev Parakam De Kedushin Limud Godel Mi Maisa. Because the Gemara tells us in Kedushin they had a Chacham Beit Nitzer with Eze Godel Limud Amasa Nimnu V'Gamru Limud Godel Shemevil De Maisa. So you see that Limud is greater, not Maisa. Rashi apparently learned that Maisa is greater because that's you see the chesivas of limud shemevili de maisa. So the ultimate is maisa. So in terms of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, there are two halachs in Talmud Torah. Because there's one kiyum is limud Torah per se, as it says v'shinam t'levenecha. But there's another halacha, a separate kiyum of limud Torah, that in order to know what to do, that's mevili de maisa. It's as it says, l'manatim asam u'shmatim lasosam. So the nafkamina in these two kiyumim is women, because women are potter from Talmud Torah. That only relates to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se. However, in the halacha of Talmud Torah, which is in order to be lidei maisa, so women also have to know what to do. And therefore, women make a bracha because of Torah, because they're chayev in that kiyum that's maybe lidei maisa. And the Rav said that's also what's mechayev in women in Hakel. The Gemara says in Chakiga, Shanoshim Bo'an Lilmov, Noshim Bo'os Lishmoa. So he said it means that for the Anoshim is the kiyum of Talmud Torah per se. For women, Lishmoa means it's not for the limud per se, it's limud kidei lasos. So according to this, we can answer the Rabbi Natan's kasha from the Gemara Kedushin on Rashi, because Talmud Torah has these two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of limud per se. So in that respect, limud is greater mitzvah than maisa, because it has both of these kiyumim, namely kiyum per se, and also to do lovingly de maisa. But in our sugya, is speaking about the loch of kavod ames, what you say in the hesped about the nifta. So, in that respect, that we say that is mekayim kol haTorah kula, that's a greater cover for him. That he was mekayim kol haTorah kula, than saying that he learned kol haTorah kula. At the end of the Tosis brings the opinion of the Shiltas. And the Shiltas disagrees both with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shiltas holds that Talmud Torah de Yochid is greater than Maisa. But Maisa is greater than Talmud Torah de Rabban. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Limud Torah de Rabban is greater, it's more significant, and bigger kiyum than Maisa. So it seems that according to the Shiltas, there in Talmud Torah de Yochid, there are two kiyumim, as we spoke before, namely limud per se, and also limud amanas lasos. And therefore, that the Talmud Torah de Yochid is greater than Maisa because it has this dual kiyumim. However, in Talmud Torah and Limud Torah L'Rabim, the kiyum of limud amenas lasos is diminished because the melamed is mekayim mitzvahs tamo b'fnei atzmo, but not the mekayim of amenas lasos because he's not doing it for himself in order to do mitzvahs. It's for the Talmidim. And what they will ultimately do in terms of kiyum mitzvahs, that doesn't relate back to him. And therefore Maisa, his Maisa, is greater than Tamat Torah Derabim. However, on the contrary, Rashi and Ben Tam hold that the Tamat Torah Derabim, the Rebbe is also telling them how to do halacha l'maisa, and therefore he has that additional kiyum that not only of Talmud Torah per se, but also that he be machshir them in order to do l'maisa, and therefore you have this two kiyumin, and therefore that's Talmud Torah the Rabbim is greater than Talmud Torah the Yochid.